Resettable counter. It all started, for me, when I invented the resettable digital counter in 1966. More details about that can be found in my guerrilla war narration. My efforts to finance my life from my inventions hadn't panned out. So I went to work for GE for a while as an electronic technician. I used my time at GE to save some money and plan for my escape from the system. After that, I did manage to go 16 or so years without having to put up with a corporate job. About 7 years after I invented the resettable counter, GE patented the presettable counter, which is a minor variation. I didn't find that out till many years later. When I did, I wrote my patent attorney, Woody Higgins, an email. "Hi, Woody. I just Googled presettable counter patent. I got patent number 3,855,069, filed November 29, 1973. A full 7 years after my reduction to practice of the resettable counter. I'm wondering if you still have the drawing and write-up that went with that search. I should note that reduction to practice of an idea in the United States at that time was the same as getting a patent." Woody replied, "Hi, Marion. This is a real blast from the past. I vaguely remember this search. I do not remember whether you had me transfer your files to Cooley Godward when I left Flair Hoback Test in 1993. If so, the file would probably still be in storage there. If not, it might still be at the successor firm, DeFlair Hoback Test. In any case, this matter would now only be of academic interest. U.S. Patent 3,955,069 expired in 1993. Incidentally, that patent goes back to the time I was still living in Vermont, and I knew the patent attorney at GE who is named as the attorney on the patent. This goes back to early in my career. So I did a little research, of course, and I found out that the attorney for that patent was Balin L. Kush. When I read that message, it suddenly occurred to me that Woody had been a lot more effective as a patent attorney for GE than as a patent attorney for Marion Mikosky. And then I remembered what happened to the paperwork and the prototype I created in 1966. Someone stole the prototype out of my single-wide trailer way out in the mountains in Round Mountain, California. At the time, I didn't pay much attention because I didn't value that old circuit board with a bunch of obsolete RTL logic chips. The thieves also stole a bunch of drawings but they didn't get the blueprint for the resettable counter or the multi-page typed text. The subject came up when I was at a meeting with Woody, and he suggested that I might leave those items with him for safekeeping, so I did. Now I don't even remember what was in that typed text, but it was certainly my latest and greatest ideas, which might have spawned more patents. It now seems remotely possible that GE and National Semi sent Woody from the East Coast so he could be my patent attorney and keep me from finding out about or contesting the GE patent. Then when he finished his assignment, he went back east. If Woody knew about the General Electric patent and didn't tell me, that's fraud, and there is no statute of limitations for fraud. I would be very happy to have any information on the relationship between Woody Higgins, Balin L. Cush, General Electric, and National Semiconductor. On the other hand, I believe intellectual property laws are immensely harmful to innovation and prosperity. I'm not asking for state intervention here, but I am asking for truth. I invented something worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and I did not get a single penny of that income. We can argue about exactly how and why that happened, but it did happen, despite the establishment's attempt to erase all evidence of its occurrence. Of course, I will never know if someone else actually built a resettable counter before I did. And that's just another reason we need to get rid of intellectual property laws. The patent/copyright system just drives wedges between those who create technology and those who distribute it. Those two groups should be friends, both working toward improving the lot of humanity. Talk of parasitic inventors and ruthless corporations gets us nowhere. Get government out of innovation, and innovation will flourish. We can benefit immensely by not wasting our time on elaborate legal maneuvers and elaborate paranoid fantasies. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.